Mindfulness Meditation. Our minds often get carried away with all kinds of thought associations, in which dwelling on the past and projecting into the future are all mixed up. We become distracted, scattered, confused, and therefore remote from the immediate reality before us. We are hardly aware of what is going on in the present moment, of the world around us, of our sensations, or how our thoughts proliferate. In particular, we lose sight of the basic awareness that always lies behind these thought processes. Our automatic mechanical thought patterns are the furthest thing from mindfulness. Mindfulness consists in being fully aware, moment by moment, of everything that arises within and around us. Aware of everything we see, hear, feel, or think. It also includes an understanding of the nature of our perceptions, free from the distortions that cause us to be attracted to them or to reject them. In addition, mindfulness contains an ethical component that enables us to discern whether or not it is beneficial to maintain this or that particular state of mind, or to continue to pursue whatever we are doing at the present moment. The past no longer exists. The future hasn't arisen yet. And the present is paradoxically simultaneously ungraspable, for it never stays still and unchanging. Because, as a famous physicist once said, the present is the only thing that has no end. Cultivating mindfulness does not mean that you should not take into account the lessons of the past or make plans for the future. Rather, it is a matter of living clearly in the present experience that includes them. Meditation 1. Observe what arises in your experience, without imposing anything on it, without letting yourself be drawn to it or put off by it. See whatever is in front of you, a flower or any other object. Listen attentively to the sounds nearby or far away. Smell the fragrances and odors. Feel the texture of what you are touching. Register your various sensations, clearly perceiving their characteristics. Be entirely present in what you are doing, whether you are walking, sitting down, writing, doing the dishes, or drinking a cup of tea. Here, there are no longer any pleasant or unpleasant tasks, because for mindfulness, it doesn't matter what you are doing. What matters is how you do it, which should be with a mental presence that is clear and peaceful, that is attentive to and full of wonder at the present moment, yet still avoids adding your mental constructs onto reality. When you are doing this practice, you stop endlessly flitting back and forth between attraction and rejection. You are just attentive, lucid, aware of each perception and sensation, of each thought that arises and passes away. Feel the freshness of the present moment. Do you find that this brings up a vast, luminous, and serene state of mind in you? Source of inspiration. When you hear a sound during meditation, pay attention to the experience of hearing. That and only that. No mind movies, no concepts. No interior dialogues about the question. Just noise. Reality is elegantly simple and unadorned. When you hear a sound, be mindful of the process of hearing. Everything else is just added chatter. Drop it. Bhante Henapola Gunaratna. Meditation 2. Mindful walking. Here is a method for cultivating mindfulness that is practiced by many meditators. It consists of walking while concentrating totally on every step you take. You need to walk slowly enough to be able to be mindful of your least movement, but not so slowly that you lose your balance. With each step, be mindful of your balance, of how you touch your heel to the ground, and then progressively bring your whole foot down, and of how the other foot comes off the ground and comes down again further on. Keep your gaze directed downward a few steps in front of you, maintaining the walking itself as your main object of concentration. If you don't have a big space, then walk back and forth, pausing for a second or two each time you turn round, and remaining mindful of this interruption of your movement. You may also combine walking with mindfulness of everything you encounter, that you see, hear, and feel. Source of inspiration. Walking just for the pleasure of walking, freely and firmly, without hurrying. We are present in every step. When we wish to speak, we stop walking and lend all our attention to the person before us, to speaking and to listening. Stop, look around, and see how wonderful life is. The trees, the white clouds, the infinite sky. Listen to the birds, delight in the light breeze. Let us walk as free people and feel our steps growing lighter as we walk. Let us appreciate every step we take. Thich Nhat Hanh.